Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside my compatriot, my friend, my buddy, my everything, Stephen Julia.
Wow, I'm your everything. Cue the romantic music.
You know, it's been, what, 2 years now?
It has been. And it took 5 seconds for you to make it weird. Good job. Well done. I'm very proud of
you. Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Mike, I can't believe I still get to do this, and we haven't worked a day in this studio, and we've had a lot of fun, and
yes,
thousands of people. Okay, cue the tears.
We have. We've had a lot of folks listen to the shows.
And to celebrate the anniversary, we got two of the best guests we could find.
We do. We've got them all teed up and queued up. We've had a little fun with them this morning, so I think they're ready to go.
It's going
to
be great. It's going to be awesome.
Our guest today from Higher Dynamics is Candace Williams, and from B. Marco Structures, it is Anthony
Contour. You said you were going to mess it up, yes. So I'm glad you're a man of your word.
Yes. And my problem is, as I have gotten so much older, my eyesight is going, and I am still avoiding the eyeglasses.
You're a proud man, Mike.
So I cannot see anything.
And Anthony Contouris,
where'd you go, Stephen?
Is penalized because of that.
Yes.
And he's not going to leave.
You know we're in trouble when I tell Anthony before the show, I'm already apologizing before we go on the air saying, I'll probably mess up your name because I do it all the time. And believe me, Anthony, I have done it to people that have easy names. So it's just a thing I do.
So now you've messed up his name and you've told him his name is weird or hard or something.
No,
like
I didn't
that,
say that.
Even though it's a wonderful Greek
I said
name
I messed
with
up
a wonderful
easy
heritage.
Name. Well.
Let's talk to Candace and hope Anthony's still around when we get
we'll see
that part of the show.
Yes, he's already got 1 foot out the door. All right, we do talk business, and we'll try to get back on track now. Candace is with Higher Dynamics. She's the business development manager. By the way, a fellow Bulldog, Stephen. Candace, tell us all about Higher Dynamics, what you do there, and what your company does.
Great, thank you. So first off, go Dogs. And second off, Higher Dynamics is the number one staffing agency in Gwinnett and the number two in Atlanta.
We got to make you number one in Atlanta.
Yes, we're working on that currently. And I'm an account manager, so I go out and I meet and develop relationships with companies in the area, and then we put people to work for them.
Okay, so Higher Dynamics, staffing agency, I mean, kind of unwrap that a little bit. You guys do so much more.
Yes, so we do a lot more. We're very involved in the community. So we do anything from Operation Christmas Child, which you make the shoe boxes and send them overseas. So we each pick a volunteer day for the whole company to go out to Operation Christmas Child and fill shoe boxes and work on the lines with the associates and then send them overseas for the less fortunate. We also participate in the Junior Achievement, BizTown, so down at the World Congress Center. And it's really interesting because we're developing the future leaders, and we're the only staffing agency that has a unit in the JA BizTown. And it's just really neat to get to see the future development and the young leaders in middle school learning how to run businesses and be CEOs, CFOs, and it's great.
Candace, first of all, go Jackets. But secondly, I would say a lot of times staffing companies kind of have a specialty, mm-hmm. administrative or IT or manufacturing. Do you guys have a specialty, and how big is the spectrum also? Because you might have a specialty, mm-hmm. but you might go, boy, we can help any business anywhere with any kind of need. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's a great question, Stephen. So we do anything from clerical, so we can do office support, call center, admin, to manufacturing, light industrial, production lines. Pretty much the only thing we stay away from is IT and truck drivers just due to liability.
Now, if I'm a business owner and I don't need the IT or truck driving, but I have some of the other needs, walk me through, you're an account manager, mm-hmm. walk me through how the relationship starts, walk me through what do I need to expect and what can I come to expect if I'm meeting with you about how I might be able to use your services.
That's great. So pretty much what we do is we like mimicking our service to your needs. So say you give me a call or I pop in one day seeing that you guys may have some needs and you tell me a little bit about your business. So I'll come in, say it's a warehouse, I'll do a warehouse tour. You'll show me the different positions. You'll show me the workers working on the lines. You'll show me what they do every day. So I can bring that back to the office and describe what the associates will be doing. And then we discuss the type of pay rates and see if they're competitive with the market. And I can also run a wage salary portal, so it shows the average wages that those types of positions make within 10, 20, 30 miles. That way you're competitive and you can get those quality associates you're looking for. And then we negotiate a type of bill rate. That way we include FICA, FUTA, SUTA. They're on our payroll, workers' comp, and that way you guys don't have to worry about anything. There are employees working for you.
You hear how smart she is?
She's very smart.
Yes. Well, let me let you in on a secret, Candace. And we're talking with Candace Williams with Hire Dynamics. There's a lot of other staffing companies out there.
Yes,
what
there
makes
are.
You guys different?
I would honestly say it's our culture. So everything starts with internal and how well you get along with people and just how you work together. So it all starts internal. And something that separates us from our competitors, the staffing industry has a retention rate average of 45%. Hire Dynamics is 84%. So
now that retention rate, is that like 45% after a year, only 45% or so? Is that a specific period of time? Can you unpack that number a little
bit? So we run it monthly. So we get reports from our company monthly on our retention rate. So if someone dropped off that month, it'll go down. But no, as an industry, they do it every year. And so it's typically 45% this year, and ours is at 84%.
As a tech guy, I would say that's almost twice as much as the industry standard. Also, unpack a little bit when it comes to staffing. You know, I think a lot of people think of staffing and they think, I'm doing this just to find a full-time position. You know, you almost mm-hmm. want to work your client, work your worker into a full-time position
right.
where they totally get on with the company. But by the same token, the idea of long-term staffing, talk to me like I'm a business owner. What should I be looking for? What's better? Why would it be good to have a long-term person who's a person of Hire Dynamic or an employee of Hire Dynamic? Mm-hmm. I mean, unpack that for me.
Well, first off, people can do anything from temporary to hire. So they start them out. It's kind of like a try before you buy. We value our associates. We want to give them that chance to get in there and earn the right to get a full-time job. Because they're looking. The market's tightening. They're looking. And they're just looking for work, and they want to prove themselves. And so we love giving them that opportunity. So after a certain liquidation period, if they've done a great job, they can be hired on perm. Or if they're doing such a great job before the liquidation period's up, they can bring them on sooner. Because with the market tightening, they can go somewhere else for a full-time job with maybe the same amount of pay. But if they have that full-time, they're going to be – that's more desired. That's why direct hires are coming in a lot lately, just due to the market tightening. People want to bring them on. They see a good candidate, they want to bring them on to their payroll immediately. They said it's harder and harder to find. It takes weeks to find a quality associate. And that's so what
So it helps the business owner and it helps the employees.
Correct.
I mean, there's a little bit of openness.
Right.
Either can walk away. It's kind mm-hmm. of, and I like that. I like that line. Try before you buy.
And it's not just putting bodies in places.
No.
I mean, you've got to screen these candidates because you want to make sure it's the right person for the job.
Correct.
Talk about the screening process.
No, that's a very good question. So what we do is people sign up online with us, and they do a whole process before they even come into our office. So they'll do an insight test, which is 40 questions. It's pretty much an integrity test based on drug abuse, theft, workplace environment issues. And so we screen them out before they even come in. Then they come in, they do their drug screen, pass, fail. If you fail, you aren't allowed to work with us. And then we do background checks, and then they interview with a staffing specialist, which we actually have 14 staffing specialists just in our Gwinnett location, which a typical has 2 to 3. And so it's great. They sit down face-to-face, get to meet these people, see how they present themselves, and it's really a great way for the talent to sell themselves and show them, this. I'm looking for a job. I'm here to work. And that way we can find the best fit for them by going and visiting our clients and touring their facilities and see who fits best.
I want to interrupt here. If the candidate has a Georgia UGA education, does that carry a little bit more weight than maybe other schools?
With me, it escalates it for sure.
There you go, Stephen.
As a tech grad, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be nice to the guest. So Candace, if I'm a business owner, I'm sure as an account manager and someone who tries to find new clients and new businesses who could use your services, mm-hmm. you probably have some figures on, hey, if I'm a business owner and I'm trying to hire somebody myself, how long does it take, how much money, mm-hmm. you know, what's the average cost of getting somebody up to speed versus working with somebody who's done all the vetting and done all the testing and has found the best candidates.
Right.
You know, what's the savings to me as a business owner in using your services?
A lot of business owners are very appreciative, because even if your role is HR or candidates send in, I mean, you'll get 70 resumes and only two or three are actually what you're looking for. So you have to go through all 70 for that one position until you find just a few that you can call in and screen you haven't even met yet. So with us, we've already screened and vetted all those resumes. We've met the people in person. We don't send anyone that we have not interviewed face to face, and then we send them over.
Are you looking to, as you go out and find new accounts, is it the business owner you want to talk to? Is it the HR? Is it who are you trying to get in contact with?
The decision maker. I always like building relationships at different levels. So if I go in, I meet the warehouse manager, I get to learn more. He's more empathetic. They really care about the people and what they're doing, and they see it on a daily basis. The HR manager, they're a lot of times the ones who will make those decisions, because they're the recruiters or the ones bringing them in. So we like to meet with them as well. And I always love meeting the business owners just to build that relationship and foundation, because we're all about relationships. We don't just want a transaction. We're not just sending you warm bodies, as you said, Mike. We're sending people that are looking for a job and wanting to prove themselves. So we want to make sure where we're sending them is a good work environment.
Well said, said Candace. We appreciate it. Candace Williams with Hire Dynamics. For those business owners, business leaders out there listening right now, and they want to find out more, maybe can use your services, give us the website, phone numbers, any contact information.
You can go to www.hiredynamics.com, and it'll have all of our locations, call numbers, and all of that information.
And just to be clear, they don't have to be UGA grads or fans, right?
No,
that helps, is correct.
It helps.
We service anybody.
And by the way, that website is also for people who might be looking to get hired. Correct.
Okay. All the talent, you can go there, sign up online, and just give us a call and come into our office. We'd love to have you.
That's a cultural statement, all the talent. I like the way she said that. That's a great...
Well, we love calling them, instead of, a lot of people call them temps, we love to call them associates to show their value. So.
Well, some of the stuff that we didn't even get into, I mean, a great place to work. They were a finalist in the recent Impact Awards. So a good company from top to bottom, and you're a great representative of Hire Dynamics. So thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, Stephen.
All right. Candace Williams with Hire Dynamics, our next guest here. Oh, before I do that, let me let everybody know that we are broadcasting from the
Subaru of Gwinnett and Atlanta studios.
There you go. And love. Not only do Stephen and I have love, but love, it's what makes a Subaru. See how I glided into that there, Stephen?
Man, you are so professional.
Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Our producer over here is just...
Will we love the hassle-free experience
Subaru? You will love, because there's a lot of love there.
That's right.
Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today, because it's all about relationships with Subaru as well. Come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Subaruist.
If you're a Subaruist.
I'm going to Google that term later.
Mike is going to come up.
Yes. You Google Subaruist, my name comes up. And that is, you just heard the voice of Anthony Kunturis with B. Marco Structures. And Anthony, good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
The way I found out about Anthony is B. Marco Structures, I got something in an email, and it had some information about B. Marco, and I saw this, and I go, this is fascinating. Tell us about B. Marco Structures, what your company does.
Sure. So what we do is actually, I'm not sure if many listeners have heard of that, but we convert, we modify shipping containers into usable office spaces. Now, many people have seen these shipping containers on job sites and construction areas, but what we do is actually somewhat different. We make permanent offices as opposed to offices that are low-end, used just on site. We do permanent offices for businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and there really are, it's really something different.
unique is the first thing that comes
unique,
to mind.
Right.
So the follow-up question that I have to that is, when it comes to using a shipping container as an office space, that is obviously unique. I think the other thing that would make it unique is where you can put these things. So talk about some of the unique spaces you've put some of these containers where people would go, oh, wow, that's a great place
definitely,
to put it.
Definitely. And that's a good question. And I think that Mike actually had a question that is somewhat similar to that one, which ties up to how this idea came to be, right? So Boris, the founder of the company who wasn't able to join us here today, he always wanted to build an office building to accommodate his employees. He's also the owner of the Atlanta Silverbacks Park. And so there's this athletic facility, and he wants to accommodate employees. He wants to build an office space, but he doesn't want to start from scratch. He doesn't want to make a building like a conventional type of building. So he has all this land in that athletic facility, and he needs to put in offices. So he said, "What if we were able to put them along the land on the stadium?" And as a matter of fact, we put them on the top of the stadium just to be different. So now you come in there and you see just three, four red big containers that. That they do provide all the useful workable area. However, we did not have to fabricate something from scratch and start the construction process and have something that just stays there and needs to. Anyway.
And let's be clear, too, for those that are listening and thinking, okay, Anthony, what you talk? I walk into this big box. No. I mean, these have windows. These are tripped out, decked out. I mean, yeah. Talk about what some of these... the elaborate things that you can do with these things.
Let me tell you something, Mike. It's nicer than my apartment. I don't know if that says more things about my apartment than about the shipping container, but it's brilliant. I mean, we get people who see this. It's registered in your mind as a means of transportation. And then there it is in front of your eyes, and you see windows and storefront glass high-end doors. And you say, wait a minute, is this a trick? What is this? Is it a fallacy? So they're beautiful inside. We made them for us and places that we want to be in, creative office spaces that make you be different.
So the standard shipping container that you guys work with, is it only one floor? Can it be turned into two? What's the square footage?
Sure.
Kind of, you know. Take us on a visual tour inside.
That's a great question, Stephen. And you see them when they're transported across the ocean, that they're stacked seven high, right?
Right, right.
And so a question might be, can you really stack them that high? Of course you can stack them, and we're looking to do that. However, when you start removing structurally important walls... then, of course, the structural load that you can put on them decreases. However, yes, we can still achieve high buildings, tall buildings.
But inside one, if we just used one, and you said it's nicer than your apartment, what's the square footage like inside of just one?
And sure. Compared to maybe the studio we're now, about this size?
Oh, good heavens, no. It's much bigger, I'm thinking, right?
It is. It is much longer. So a typical square footage of one that we typically do is
By
about...
the way, that was the Georgia guy talking. The tech guy knew immediately that it was... Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll give you that much. it's about 300 square feet okay. each. Of course, you have the option of taking down the entire side wall and making that pretty much a 600 square foot
double wide
usable space. Exactly. So you can get an idea of what it is. The way we have it set up is along one side we have the windows and we overlook the stadium. And we have all of our desks on one side, and then the other side is kind of like the hallway to get to these desks.
Now, if you stack them, you got to use stairs, I'm assuming, to get to the second level, or do you use
That's
the stairs
the Georgia
on
the, Tech guy
on
asking
the outside,
that
right,
question,
yeah,
by
the architecture school there, I didn't go, but, you know, I was around enough of them. Do you use stairs on the outside? And then I have to ask this question. I'm sorry. I'm going to ask the boring
go
legal
ahead.
Question. I know
no boring questions.
Well, I know ADA, you know, Americans with Disability Act and accessibility. If you start stacking them, do you have to have an elevator? Are there exceptions because it's such small space? I mean, talk a little bit about some of the Definitely. I'm sure people go, oh man, is this legal? Is it? And of course it's legal. Definitely. You're doing it. But how do you get around if you start stacking them, and do you do stairs on the outside or what?
And that's a great question. Wow, you're just asking all these brilliant questions.
I am so
questions.
Fascinated. This wow. is so cool.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. So stairs, this is one of the first things that we had to solve. And so, yes, you can do stairs on the outside. Of course, it is feasible to cut portion of the inside of the container and fit a stair there. So you do have these options. Of course, the easiest thing to do is do on the outside. And as you very well said, building codes do have strenuous requirements, ADA, as you mentioned. So these are things to keep in mind. Of course, once you get into the very specifics of ADA, which I won't bore you with, you have to accommodate for that. But of course, let's say in a two-story building, you would be able to accommodate the first floor, and then the right. second floor could be for could not.
You can get around that. You don't exactly. have to put an elevator just on two floors, and that's where you guys would probably do consultation and make sure that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted. That.
But and these can be personalized, I guess. I mean, if you know Steven wants a fire pole to come down from the second floor to the first pole.
How did you know, Mike?
Yes. let me make sure a couple clear things. First of all, the ones that are at the Silverbacks Stadium, are these for rent or for own?
Wow, you guys are just asking all these brilliant questions.
We've done this before.
It's as if you're reading my mind.
Yes.
So actually, currently we are having a sign-up form for people interested to rent a desk. Overlooking our stadium, so interesting people can go on bmarcostructures.com and they can reach us if they do want to rent an office over at our location. So yes, this is one of the things that we're doing. Another thing is custom-made spaces. So we're not doing what other shipping container modification companies are doing. We provide custom front-to-end solutions. Customer specific.
In order to work with you, do they have to have the container now, or do you guys have access to being able to, if someone says, I've got the property and I want to put one of these up,
most definitely, yeah. So all they need to do is be interested in the idea and come to us, and we'll take care of everything
else.
So
you can find the containers?
Most definitely, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they do that. And they can ship the containers because they're containers. So I'm thinking
we can do that.
Anywhere in the country, they can get in touch with B Marco Structures and say, I would like one of these units or several of these units on my property.
Exactly. The brilliant thing about that is there's a system for transporting these, not just across the U.S., but across the world.
And is this just for commercial, or have you guys looked into using in residential situations
as
well?
So our hypothesis is commercial is going to be a little more streamlined because a homeowner is going to be very particular with what they want, right?
Because they want it to be better than your apartment. I know. I'm with you there.
So actually, we would love to be challenged and have someone pick up the phone and say, I saw that office. It's amazing. Can I live in one? Sure, yeah. We can do that for you.
Okay, now we told you before you got on the air that we don't give any trip up questions or Mike Wallace type questions.
I knew you were lying.
I've got one that I think is either, I think you're going to, it's going to be a home run for you. What's the ballpark range? I mean, can you even give me a ballpark range of cost, low end to high end? Because I'm sure you talked about tricked out and custom data. I'm sure you can really get what you want, go as high as you want on the budget. But if I'm a business owner and I'm saying I'm looking at this for the recycling aspect, the smart use of space and land aspect, and I would imagine there's got to be a potential for some cost savings. So give me a Definitely. Ballpark of where I would want to start, or you decide how you want to answer that question.
Definitely, yes. So we were saying a usable area of about 300 square feet. So we, the very high-end offices that we built are full of windows, just all fitted out. We were able to make them for $31,000 or so. So,
wow.
So that's the price that our customers would also be able to
You own that.
And yes.
You own it, and if you decide you want to move your business to
another
location.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's mobile. Yeah.
You always have that.
That's so cool.
We can definitely move any day of the week. In fact, you don't know. You go in the morning, you're like, are they going to be here?
You show up and all of a sudden your office is gone.
Well, and one of the coolest parts to me.
Can you tell that we love what you do?
I appreciate that.
And Candace is like, where was this excitement when I was being interviewed?
It was centered around UGA.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, and good culture and all that. Okay, so the coolest part of your story, and I think everybody listening to this needs to go by and see it, is, like you said, you started, or one of the first things you did was, well, let's put it on top of the Silverback Stadium. Because, like you said, if they wanted to expand the Silverback Stadium, we got to pour footings, we got to do this, how much more would it cost to add something to the top of an existing structure? So, yes, you can put this on the ground. You can also, there are so many different uses of where you could put this without having to do a, $100,000 project to add a floor to your building.
Exactly.
I think you just found your next sales executive right here.
Here's my business
card.
Yeah,
cut that, clip it, and it's yours to use. I won't even ask for royalties on that.
Anthony, how do people react when you tell them what you do? Do they act like us, like little giggly kids? How awesome is this?
Well, you guys are more towards the kid side, but that's a compliment.
That's a nice way to say we're very immature.
They're very surprised. It takes about 10 seconds to process and register that to their memory, and they say the first thing they say is, "Oh, cool," and then they follow up that with, "I see, that's pretty cool." Of course, everybody just wants to ask all these questions, right? And you guys are doing a fantastic job asking all these sort of questions. And they have they're concerned. They say, I haven't seen that. And tell me why I haven't seen that before. And the good thing is that by now we can answer all these questions because we actually went out there and built some for us. So we know exactly what it takes.
What's really cool, too, about this program being online, I mean, you can listen worldwide. And Stephen, I haven't told you this. You're going to be blown away. But we have listeners in Colombia, in the Philippines, and places like that that we know of that have told us they enjoy the program. So you serve anywhere in the world, because you mentioned they can be shipped anywhere in the world. So
it's almost like they're shipping containers.
So, I mean, no matter, where our listeners are listening from right now, you can serve that market, correct?
On theory, yes, we would like to be challenged and see that if we did get some interest, we would definitely look into that. Of course, yes.
You mentioned, I think you said earlier in the interview, building modification companies. So, are you guys not the only ones doing this?
I know it sounds like we would, right? Because it's something so specific. But there are actually many. I mean, a few.
Yeah. But you're the only one here in Atlanta, the Atlanta area. No, you're the best here in Atlanta.
We're the best
there
here
in Atlanta. See how I saved that? Was that
Thank
good?
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah. Go GTAC.
I like Anthony.
We will edit that out of the podcast. where do you guys look to go from here? Moving forward, where do you see yourselves?
Yeah. The vision is that we automate as much as possible the construction process, right? So we see that we're able to automate as much as possible that process, drive down labor costs, increase safety, quality control, improve quality control, and eventually hit all these project timelines of the construction process very comfortably, because we can do all that in our facility.
You and obviously business owners would be a potential market for you, but are you guys trying to also get introductions with, who are the other introductions you're trying to make? I didn't go to that much architecture class at Tech, so tell me who you're trying to get introduced to.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we've been talking about offices all that time, but the interesting thing is we're also looking at the modular classroom industry, even church buildings. Rooftop offices, rooftop bars for that matter. It's something that you can pick up and have it be placed on the top of your roof.
Oh, that's fantastic. or the whole Gwinnett County Fairgrounds and stuff that gets done at Swanetown Park and all that. I mean, to be able to have a mobile bar that you would take. I mean, man, that's awesome.
You have made Stephen's day, by the way, as you could tell. Anthony Kunturis with B. Marco Structures.
We have one last question we have to ask.
Yes.
B. Marco Structures, where did the name come from?
Sure. So B stands for Boris, which is the founder of the company. And Marco is, I'm not sure if he wants me to tell you that, but it's a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So and you have to meet Boris and you have to get a couple drinks in him and then ask
him
about
exactly. Okay. It would all take right. all of that.
Okay. For those that want to find out more or go to your website, which is awesome because it's got all photos and stuff of this. I know as soon as the show's over, Steven's going to check out the website if he's not doing it already. But give us the website, any contact information for folks that want to find out more about the company.
Most definitely. So B for Boris, bmarcostructures.com. is the website, and a phone number that you could reach us at is our office line 678-680-7010.
Anthony, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Stephen.
He called me Mark.
He was thinking Marco, and it's B-M-A-R-K-O. I'll use that to correct
thank
it.
You.
Of all the shows, finally someone messed up your name, so it's about time. Well done, Anthony.
Yes. Fun show today, wasn't it?
It was great. I needed to get back to him for messing up my last name so many times.
All right, and with that, I do thank both our guests. Also want to mention that SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. You can see a bunch of them behind me on the wall. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit speedpromarietta.com. Want to thank Anthony with B. Marco Structures and Candace with Higher Dynamics. A great job by both of our guests today and a lot of fun this afternoon or this morning. A reminder, you can enjoy this program from our Subaru of Gwinnett Studios or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show or any of our shows from iTunes. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. For Stephen Julian.
Well, it finally happened, Mike. I met a smart and very nice UGA grad, so that was good for today. And I don't know if you remember the old jokes about paperweights for people and their desks. And one of the jokes was, what, I have a desk on the back of a flatbed truck? Well, now it can at least be a shipping container on the back of a flatbed truck, and the stuff wouldn't blow away because it would be well-designed.
There you go.
And I'm going to go Google Subaruist after this.
Yes. And for my fellow Subaruist, Trey Odom, our producer, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.